סימן סמד זין ופארד. סוף עם כל פרישמע, חויסה בקוי נבוך לפונר לך עליה. פרישמע is the mitzvah סייבה רייסה. So if you have a suffix, if you said it, then you have to say it again. Now, there's a whole discussion how much of the Kriya Shema is Daraisa. Even so, the Halacha Maisa is that if you have a suffix, if you said it or not, you say over the entire Kriya Shema. Not only that, but you also involve with an alpha. You make the bracha before and after, which is a tremendous chiddush. If you're passing by any suffix mitzvah, you do it again, you do not make the bracha. But since it's a suffix of your mechuyev, don't make the bracha any suffix. Over here, since the mistaken stated, I have to say Kriya Shema, that's a considered part of the Kriya Shema, and therefore, now you're saying Kriya Shema, you say it together with the brachas. If this man Kriya Shema passed already, and now you said, that's the subject I said before, so now it's only subject to Rabbanim, because that's a new law to have Mrs. Daraisa. But the Mishnah says that's not true, because this man of your season shrine is even after 3 hours. Not the mitzvah of Kriya Shema to Rabbanim. Third parasha, which as you see is the shrine, remains the rice. And Merlo, you have to say at least the Birchus Emes Yasif, which has the Sephirus, you see is the shrine in it, until the fourth hour of the day, which is the time of the Sacrifice Bracha. And after 4 hours of the day, since it's after the time of the Bracha, you should say, crossing the hands and sees the shrine in it to get out of the suffix, because once again you have a suffix, if you can't miss to say the rice of the species we see the shrine in the morning. It's a real thing that my God is mashed, even if you say I love him, go ahead the after you see the shrine, you also use it that. So in this case that's you really pass this man of Kriya Shema, you pass this man of the Bible's Kriya Shema. The Rav says that if you say the Shiras Hayam, then you will yoy to the Mitzvah Daraisa, which is the splitting of the sea. Sam Sefer is not happy about that, because it says, Matisayim Tzeitzva, that you left Mitzrayim, and that enough, that you left the Yamtsev, there's different Tzibutsim on this, where there's another discussion whether you yoy to the Mitzvah Daraisa, the Mitzrayim, just thinking it without saying it, so we have also discussion about writing. And the Meister, since it's not Reis HaPrayim, if you did not say the words, Kriya Shema, people want it down, they don't say the words, they just think them. So if you did that by Kriya Shema, you have to say it again. And again, and again, until you actually say it. So this is to say the rites also at night, to say Kriya Shema, you see if it's right. And the Marif said, Shagazari passing it also to Reisa. So therefore, if one had a stuffing about saying Kriya Shema, at night also he has to say it again. Also if he said it before nightfall, then he should also say it again, because since the mitzvah is said at night, if he said it again at Shmoshes, or during the day, like he's early minyanim, such a stuff if he was Yitzha, the mitzvah saved the race. That is one of the problems with his early minyanim, that you have to make sure that you do not lose half the mitzvah saved the race of Kriya Shema. Yeah, as he said before, the difference of opinion amongst the poiskim. Some say the first pasuk is the raisa, and the death of Kriya Shema is the opponent. Some say the first pasuk is the raisa, the second pasuk is the opponent. Where the maisa, like we said before, since you are saying over the Kriya Shema itself, you can say over the whole thing, with the prophets. Yeah, which brings an interesting thing. The person knows he said the first pasuk and has a suffix without the rest. So now, it's room to say, well, you only have a suffix about the Jerubon part. Which means that even so, the Mashmas of the poiskim is to say it again, because it made a takon on any suffix in Kriya Shema to say it over again. But, if someone has a sefik v'yizen, Tasha Skitzes and then the Yatziv, which they both contain the concept of Skitzes Shraim, so he definitely has to say them over, because he has to, this is the say of Skitzes Shraim. But if he surely said one of the two, then it was really Makandus, the last one of the two. More than that, the person has a suffix about the two of them. So he said he has to say it over again. Over here, the Shabbat reads from the Shagas Adi that since he's not saying the whole creation out, because he definitely knows the said creation out, just missing it. Space is right, then you just say, Pasha the Yerim a second, I mean, to use it from the suffix, and not say the Baruch of the Embassy Yat. Because that's what we say over the Baruch of the Embassy Yat, the Embassy Moon, and the suffix is the end of the suffix. You know for sure he was in Kaim Mitzvah. It says in Suffolk, if you made a brother, then you must not say the brother yourself.